Welcome back to the Border Patrol Live on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Tuesday, September 17th, 2019. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucchetti with Jake Gutierrez. Right now, we're going to talk more football, and we're going to talk with Kansas quarterback Carter Stanley, who's on the line right now. Carter, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, thank you for spending a few minutes on your Tuesday morning with us, and congratulations on the 48-24 victory over Boston College. Let's just start there. What's been the reception like back on campus once you got back to Lawrence after that terrific win on Friday night against Boston College?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I'm just so happy for this team, so happy for this program, how we went over there and executed. You know, it was so great to see all the KU fans there, and really just a good time.
All right, so be honest, how much of a motivation was it that your coach Les Miles said, you guys win, you'll be partying in Boston on Friday night? I don't know if it happened, but at least that had to be a little bit of a motivation, right?
Yeah, no, there was definitely some motivation there. It was a pretty funny joke in the locker room. And, you know, even after that, one of our director of player personnel administrators, he said, guys, hurry up, you know, we gotta load the buses because we're going down to Miami. So that was a pretty funny joke, and obviously said he was kidding a few minutes later, but no, it was a good time.
So these trips are, I know they're pretty much strictly business trips when you go out of town, but did you get to do anything Boston related, eat some you know, lobster rolls or anything that made you feel like you really were in Boston?
Yeah, on Thursday night we went to a place called Legal Seafood,
yep.
And you know, that was pretty good. We got to experience some you know, some Boston seafood and had some clam chowder there. Then you know, then we walked around like in a mall for a little bit, but you know, unfortunately didn't get to see downtown Boston, but you know, obviously we're there for a game, so we were pretty focused on that.
Carter Stanley is our guest. All right, Carter. Your coach, Les Miles, after the disappointing loss to Coastal Carolina and really throughout the young season, he has not hesitated in giving you his vote of confidence and saying that you're his quarterback. He has not wavered throughout the first couple of weeks and then into the Boston College game. For you, how much does that mean? Because obviously it paid off huge dividends on Friday night. But when you have a new coach, you know, he's going to look at different quarterbacks, and maybe he's not as willing to stick with the same guy the first couple of weeks, especially after a loss. But he has been very very much in support of you, and I would imagine that has had to help your confidence, and that means a lot to you to know your head coach has your back.
Yeah, it certainly has. You know, for Coach Miles and the rest of the staff to show that confidence in me, you know, it means the world to me. You know, definitely helps me out with just how I approach things, and you know, I'm definitely thankful for it.
He stood behind you. You were pretty hard on yourself after the Coastal Carolina game. I saw in your news conference after the game and all that. How did you handle the week? Like, what was it like for you? What was your confidence level like? Do you have to talk yourself back up? Did the coaches do that for you? Just take us through maybe the roller coaster of having that game against Coastal Carolina through the week up to the game against Boston College.
Yeah, it was definitely a you know, business approach. You know, we had to get back on track, and you know, I was confident in these coaches, confident in my teammates, and you know, I'm just really proud of our preparation and you know how we executed on Friday.
Carter Stanley is our guest. All right, so Les Miles, and you explained some of his sense of humor, some of the jokes that that he made to loosen everyone up in the locker room. And so we've seen on ESPN Plus Miles to Go, and it's given the Kansas fans a little bit of a peek behind the curtain at Les Miles. So for you, playing for Les Miles this year, your senior year, tell us maybe a little bit what it's been like compared to what you expected it would be. What's it been like to play for Les Miles so far?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I'd say it's about what I expected it to be. You know, I knew he, you know, I knew he was kind of a character. He's a really funny guy. He's a, you know, great person to be around. You know, but obviously he's all business when it comes to football. So, you know, he's been incredible for this program so far. You know, the rest of his staff members have been incredible as well. So, you know, definitely just a blessing to be in this program for, you know, my last year of college football. And, you know, it's been great so far.
We're all still trying to get a handle on Les Miles a little bit, I think, because he seems like a different kind of guy, for lack of a better term. When he does his news conferences and things, he just seems different than a lot of the coaches you see. How would you describe him? Like, if somebody asked you, what is Les Miles like? I mean, how would you describe his personality around you guys?
I mean, it's tough. It's definitely tough because, I mean, honestly, the best way I can put it is he's a character. I mean, you kind of really never know what you're going to get with him. He's got an incredible personality, you know, really funny, and, you know, just this look he gives, like, the team sometimes that you almost just want to start, like, laughing. Like, you never really know what he's thinking sometimes, but, you know, he's you know, incredible coach, incredible for this program, and definitely lucky to have him.
So you guys put up 48 points in the game against Boston College, and after being down 17-7, really from the second quarter on, you guys dominated the game. And so what went right just a week after things went wrong against Coastal Carolina? What went right really with the entire team? Because not only did you win, I mean, you really blew them out of the water in the second, third, and fourth quarters. And so you were on the field. Things were clicking. You had playmakers doing everything they needed to do. You were distributing the football. How did that all happen? How did that come together after that first quarter against Boston College?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great week of preparation. You know, our coaches had a great game plan for us. You know, our guys totally bought in because, you know, we had to after our performance against Coastal. But, no, I'm just really thankful, you know, for the opportunity. And, you know, it was really one possession at a time. You know, even after starting slow, you know, I had an interception that, you know, that put us behind. And, you know, went over and apologized to the guys on the offense and told them that we're going to be fine. I just really liked the looks that we were getting on defense, and, you know, I just kind of had a feeling that we were going to be good.
So when you say you go over and apologize to the guys after making that turnover, what was their reaction like? What were the coaches' reaction like for you when you have that mistake early in a game like that? How did they treat you, and what happened from there?
I mean, they were definitely all really encouraging, but, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, I'm sure on the inside they were probably just like, yeah, you know, show me, don't tell me. But no, I'm happy that we were able to turn it around, and you know, it was all just, you know, us being able to execute what our coaches gave us.
So there's a lot of talk about the team kind of changing the offense around a little bit from the Coastal Carolina game to the Boston College game, and I know you've been asked a lot about the RPOs that you guys incorporated. Is it as simple as that? I mean, is that what made the huge difference in terms of the success you guys had against Boston College? Were those changes in terms of the scheme that you guys ran on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have a lot of capabilities in this offense. You know, we just have a lot of different stuff that we can run that we've been running dating back to spring ball. But, yeah, I think the RPOs definitely helped us. It wasn't, you know, it was a type of scheme that we haven't shown too much in the previous two games. But, you know, we definitely ran it pretty well, and, you know, I'm proud of our guys for executing.
So tell me about the keep and leap on third and four. And so you said you had a dream about it, and so you knew that was coming, the keep and leap now. And so now we're going to expect that from you every game. It showed tremendous athleticism. But take us back to that moment on third and four with the keep and leap.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I'll get a keep and leap every game, but no, it was pretty fun. I mean, I haven't tried to hurdle anyone since you know, a game my senior year of high school, like a rivalry game. But, you know, I kind of saw it on film that, you know, that specific player tries to tackle low most of the time, and I don't know, it was weird. I kind of envisioned it, and then sure enough, had a dream the night before, and you know, it was just pretty cool how it all worked out.
So you literally had a dream that you leapt over this defensive player the night before the game?
Yep, yeah.
Has that ever happened before? That's crazy. Has something like that ever happened to you before?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my mom or my parents, really, they told me that, you know, it's really good to like envision things happening. And yeah, I think I read an article how, you know, some golfers do it, you know, before they putt or before they hit a shot, how important it is just to like envision how you want it to go. So no, it was pretty cool. I mean, I definitely envisioned it, and you know, again, I had that dream about it, so it was pretty cool how it worked out.
Kansas quarterback Carter Stanley is our guest. All right, so did your mom attend West Virginia?
Yes, she did.
Uh oh.
So how's this? What's this conversation been like? Is it is mom on board? Is mom talking trash? How are we handling this West Virginia and Kansas showdown on Saturday?
I mean, no, my mom's all for the Hawks, but no, she went to West Virginia. She's from Pittsburgh. You know, my dad's from Philadelphia and he went to Penn State, but no, my parents love Kansas, and you know, they're all for the Hawks. There's no trash talking going on.
Did she take you back to Morgantown any when you were a kid, like to visit the alma mater? Did you ever go to any West Virginia games growing up?
No, I didn't catch any games. We drove by campus one time when we were visiting family in Pennsylvania. But no, we didn't catch any games growing up. Well, I mean, actually, I saw West Virginia in a bowl game, but no, I didn't see any home games for West Virginia.
But you're no stranger to their new head coach, Neil Brown, because he actually recruited you when he was at Troy, right?
Yeah. And yeah, so, it was his first year. I believe it was his first year on the job at Troy, and I was a senior in high school when he was talking to me for a little bit.
So what do you remember about him? Any inside information you can use getting ready for this game on Saturday?
Man, I wish, but no, really really nothing too much. You know, just your typical recruiting pitches. And, no, he was definitely a really good guy, and, you know, I'm happy for him with, you know, the success he's had in his career.
And so you had mentioned so where your parents are from, and so I understand you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan, right?
Yes, sir.
And so now the Eagles, we enjoyed watching them win the Super Bowl because that was former Chiefs offensive coordinator Doug Peterson, and Nick Foles was here with the Chiefs for a year. And so we like that. Now we're waiting for the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl and win it. But I'm just curious, like when you watch, and obviously I'm sure you're a Carson Wentz fan, but I imagine you see plenty of Patrick Mahomes here when you're in Lawrence and watching in the Kansas City market. So when you watch a guy like Mahomes and you're a quarterback, do you just shake your head? Like, how in the hell does he do that? Quarterbacks aren't supposed to do that. I'm just curious how a quarterback watches Patrick Mahomes and what that experience is like when you see that.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes is unreal. You know, I played against him 2 years here at KU when he was at Texas Tech, so got to see it live before, you know, before he obviously blew up for the Chiefs. But no, he's been like that for a little bit now, and no, it's unreal what he's doing with KC, and I don't think it'll be too long before they win a Super Bowl.
So when you played against him, I mean, I remember watching those games, and I'll admit, I didn't sit there and think to myself, "Holy cow, Kansas is playing against the best future quarterback in the world." I thought it's another great quarterback at Texas Tech who's putting up a lot of yards, and that's about all I really thought about. Did you have a sense that you were going up against somebody special, like truly special at that time?
Talent wise, yeah, absolutely. You know, there is one play on when we went to their place in 2016 on a Thursday night where it was like a third and long, and, you know, he's rolling to his right by our sideline, and he just, you know, throws a frozen rope on the sideline. It was just an unbelievable ball. And, you know, he happened to talk a little bit trash of, like, literally during the throw, which just made it that much more unbelievable. I remember I looked over at one of my teammates, and I was just like, did you just hear that? And, like, it was unbelievable. But, I had a feeling that, you know, obviously being an Eagles fan, I'm pretty familiar with Andy Reid, but you know, I had a feeling that he'd get him right.
Now, everyone's given the NFC East to the Cowboys. Do you still feel confident in your Eagles and their ability to win the East?
Yeah, I mean they're writing us off after 2 weeks, and you know I think it's kind of ridiculous, but no, I got a bunch of Cowboys fans in this locker room, and you know I'm kind of sick of it to be honest. But you know, they beat two teams, and you know think they're the Super Bowl champs. But no, it's a long season, and you know I think the Eagles will be fine.
I like how you operate,
yeah,
Carter
Stanley. Right.
We're all sick of it, the hype on the doubt. And they're already giving Dak Prescott the MVP. It's like Mahomes doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
But let's get back to you. So you've got this huge game coming up against West Virginia in the conference opener. And so, look, you guys talked about how you dug in, you bought in, and you were able to have a great week of preparation after the loss to Coastal Carolina. Now you're dealing with a big win. And if you can come home and win the conference opener, then you're really starting to talk about some big-time momentum for the program. And so just how important is it to lock in and stay bought in and get ready this week for the conference opener against West Virginia on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, that's 100% the goal. But, you know, it's really the same thing for me personally. And I try to get, you know, my teammates on the same page, whether – you're coming off of a win or a loss. When Monday practice hits, it should not really, you know, be thought of anymore. You know, you got one goal for that week, and that's to go 1-0. And you know, we got a good West Virginia team coming in here, so it's all about what we do in our preparation and you know how we execute on Saturday.
Well, Carter, last question for you then. I know you grew up basically on the beach in Florida, and you're kind of landlocked here in Kansas. So what do you miss the most about the ocean, whether it's a water sport or something like that? Like, what do you miss the most about being in the ocean or on the ocean?
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably say it's surfing or wakeboarding. I mean, fortunately out here in Kansas, you know, I get to go, you know, wakeboarding in the summer, whether it's at Lake of the Ozarks or right here at Clinton Lake in Lawrence. But, I definitely grew up doing water sports and, you know, just love that aspect of it when I go home and, you know, I definitely still do stuff like that, but I definitely say it's the, water sports.
Hey, Carter, thanks for the time, man. Good luck against West Virginia, and don't take any crap from the Cowboys fans in the locker room,
right?
Right?
That's right.
You stand up.
Yeah, no, I'll try it, you guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, Carter, thank you very much, man.
All right, thank you.
That's Carter Stanley, quarterback for KU, and again, a huge opportunity to follow up that win against Boston College with a home win against West Virginia, who we've seen they are beatable. They're coming off a nice victory against North Carolina State, but they were blown out by Mizzou and West Virginia with a first-year head coach, just like Kansas, Neil Brown, who recruited Carter Stanley when he was at Troy. This is a golden opportunity for KU this Saturday.
Yeah, I think, first of all, it's cool to get a chance to talk to a guy like that who, I mean, look, he seemed distraught after the game against Coastal Carolina. And we spent time talking about the way Les Miles was handling things in this first year at Kansas. And, you know, I question whether, should he be talking as optimistically about this team? Should he be, you know, being so, I mean, I guess building up expectations and things like that? He stood behind Carter Stanley. He didn't waver at all. He was asked, you know, is he still your quarterback for this week? And he said, like, absolutely, without a doubt, you bet, he's my quarterback. And you have to say that through that week, that coaching staff and Les Miles and those guys handled everything the right way, because that team bounced back and they went out and they didn't just beat Boston College, they thumped them. Now we'll see what they can do coming off of success instead of coming off of failure, because West Virginia, like you said, could be one of the most beatable teams in the Big 12 for them. But they clearly have built some confidence as they put up, what, they put up 44 against North Carolina State?
Yes.
So, you know, they
two teams that were struggling coming off very good performances, yeah, now have a newfound confidence.
And I got to be honest, I feel for Carter being surrounded by a bunch of, you know, there's a ton of Texas guys on that team. So he's surrounded by Cowboys fans. He's got to hear it.
Stan Weber's going to let you hear it now after that comment. So
I was watching Landry Weber go out and catch passes down in Starkville over the weekend.
Well, so Howard Richards is going to be in studio, former Dallas Cowboys. Now you really dug yourself a hole. So
oh,
I just
boy.
Letting you know. Jake's laughing right
CIA
now.
CIA guy, too.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
No, he'll dig up your entire past by the time he gets here, and you'll be in deep doo-doo.
I got to go.
Right. Jake's trying to leave right now.
Got
to
go.
We will take a break. Thanks to Kansas quarterback Carter Stanley for coming on the show. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.